Most controversial, at least inside the U.S. military, were the steps the Marines chose to underscore to Iraqis that they weren't the U.S. Army. To emphasize to Iraqis that the Marines arriving in Fallujah and other centers of resistance were a new and different organization, the Marines planned to wear green camouflage uniforms and black Marine boots for their initial 45 days of patrolling, instead of the tan desert uniform worn by Army soldiers in Iraq. The green uniforms will be one very visible difference, and symbolically represent that break between the old and the new, said one Marine officer who attended the Pendleton discussion. It was important to do so, he continued, because of the counterproductive approach some Army divisions had taken in 2003. I'm appalled at the current heavy-handed use of air and artillery in Iraq. I don't believe there is any viable use for artillery or JDAMs, joint direct attack munitions, precision-guided bombs weighing 1,000 or 2,000 pounds, in the current environment. This officer, like many Marines, had concluded that success in a counterinsurgency environment is based on winning popular support, not on blowing up people's houses. This generally softer, more culturally sensitive approach, combined with a hard-nosed willingness to mix it up when necessary, got good reviews from some others. The Marines are onto something here, said a Defense Intelligence Agency analyst with experience in Iraq. I like the Marine approach, and I think it'll succeed, said Lieutenant Colonel David Poirier, the MP commander in Tikrit who had been appalled by some of the actions of Army soldiers, especially the 82nd Airborne, when he operated in Fallujah. I believe that some of the insurgency is due to families acting out against American forces for deaths occurring as a result of collateral damage. But the express intention of the Marines to distinguish themselves from the Army drew angry responses from many others. Retired Army Colonel Lloyd Matthews said he found this aspect of the Marine discussions distasteful. It is hardly advisable in joint operations to denigrate the tactics of the sister service that preceded you in the trenches, and to suggest that you are going to do a lot better, he said. If one is going to do better than his predecessor, it is wiser to wait and let his success speak for itself, rather than trumpeting it in advance. He was especially unhappy with the intention to wear a different uniform. The green cami phase is for no other purpose than to differentiate the lovable Marines now in town from those detestable Army ruffians who just left. Others warned that the Marines were in for a rude surprise. Lieutenant Colonel John Gentile, who served with the 4th Infantry Division in the area around Tikrit, commented at the same time, "Unfortunately, the Sunni Triangle is nothing like southern Iraq, or the part of northern Iraq around Mosul. I hope the Marines' velvet glove works, that it saves the lives of Marines and Iraqis, and leads to a stable and secure region. But I also fear that this approach, by dismissing the cultural and tactical differences in the Sunni Triangle, will ignore the hard-won gains of Army units over the past 8 months." An Army general who was experienced in Iraq privately applauded the Marines' intentions, but quietly cautioned, "I don't think it will prove as easy as it briefs. Some of this reflects a degree of intellectual smugness that might be warranted after, say, 6 successful months on the ground." He would prove clairvoyant.